Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0500 hours. 33 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. 33 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
NAVLC, NAPYU. No contact, NAPYU, please.
Okay, how's that? Is that any better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Well, I can't believe that 6 watts is not making it to here. And I'm running about 60 right now. Yeah, about 55 watts right now for a 13-mile trip. There's something wrong here. I don't know what it is, but it's got to be in the antenna.
Yeah, looks like you got a heck of a signal coming through, but it was just breaking up really bad. Hey, Happy New Year.
Hey, same to you. That's one reason I've been trying for a couple of days to get you, because I never know when I'm going to get on this thing. And, you know, one minute I'm wide awake, and next minute they give me them darn drugs that they give me one to make the pain stop, but that's also the one to make the one that gives me the pain stop the pain also makes me go to sleep. So I'm kind of in a rock and a hard place, you know. You get trapped in one zone, you're working 3 of them at one time. Oh, here's your other pills. Oh, here's your noon pills. Here's your, don't forget, you got to take your methadone for the back. And, oh, my God. God, will you leave me alone?
Yeah, that's that slippery drug slope that they put old people on. I went through to Terry's mom, and she had a shoebox full. I finally found a doctor that said enough, and got at least half of them, and she was doing so much better, but it was for so long, and the damage gets done, so try to do it when you have to.
Well, I have been on these things so long that I don't even know I'm on them half the time. But yeah, I'm safe. I'm dependable. I do what I say, and when I say it is when I do it. So it's an interesting thing to do this, have hobbies that you can't do. I got radio gear up the yin-yang and can't get down to them. So I took my HT and retired it, because I'm figuring the problem was the HT, but now that you're telling me it's still breaking up on low power, it's got to be the antenna. That should be a 100% copy, and the only way I'm going to find out is wait till spring or summer gets here and have somebody, my kids or somebody, come over and take this one down. It's just on top of the garage, so it's only about, I don't know, 20 feet in the air, 22 feet in the air maybe. Take it off and inspect it, or replace the coax, or replace the antenna with a newer version of the old version. I'll finger it out. Go ahead.
Well, it's nice to know you got downstairs. Are you getting around better? Is that what you're telling me?
Yep. I went and got the radio. I got downstairs, but it took me a half hour to get back up. My desk or my small portable 2 meter radio, it's only 2 meters though, it's on my bench downstairs because I got the new one with 2 and 440. So this one was just sitting down there, and this one's capable of about 75 watts. So I broke it up, retired the HT, and now you're saying I'm going to run maximum power just to get to Lapeer. It's got to be the antenna or the coax, but it's going to cost me $200 any way I go. A new antenna and coax, or just coax, and wait and see if I need the antenna. I need bigger brains than mine to figure it out. NAQIU.
Yeah, I wonder when you what's what, and then you don't know what to replace first, because you might not need the antenna, you might just need a roll of coax. Gotta find somebody with a spare bit of coax while we can test it out, you know?
Stand away.
Now I'm back on frequency. You didn't tell me I was 5 kilohertz off frequency.
Well, that sounds pretty good. I didn't know you were, but no, you sound pretty good now.
Good. Now if I lower it down to that power, does it still sound okay?
Yep, sounds great.
What a doom cuff I was. I just happened to glance down. There's a burnout bulb, you know, those little twinkie lights, the little teeny jobs. I noticed it's down. It's just a black screen. I can see it if I tilt the radio way up, but there's no, the backlit apparently went out, and I just been noticing it because I'm not very observant at times. But anyway, it's black, so I just happened to glance down and look at it, and I was at 215 instead of 220, so that's quite a bit. But as long as it sounds good, and I'm on low power, so now I can save that transistor. NAQIU. Take it away, Bit.
Yeah, that made a huge difference. Well, we won't call you names, but just know that I'm over here kind of laughing at you. come in here. You got your machine upstairs. It's just upstairs, so do this and can't get on that.
Yeah, I got to get something. Well, I'm just tickled to death to be on here to talk to you or anybody else. I've been listening quite a bit this morning. I mean, it's hard for me to sit up for a long time because I'm putting pressure, down pressure, I guess you would say, on my spine, and it's broke down at L11 or T11 or some darn thing, and the two ribs are about an inch and a half above it, and those two are broke, let's put it that way, and they hurt. And if I move my head to the left, it doesn't hurt. But if I move it to the right, it's ouchie, ouchie, ouchie. And that's hard to believe. I'm 76 years old and talking like a 5-year-old. Gives me something to do. Everybody can laugh at me. But anyway, it's when I go to the right, it's bad news for me. So I got to keep looking out the window and looking at the birds. And the squirrels like to chew on my bird food that I got out there. And the wife's got them spread out around and my gorgeous Trump sign saying, "He made it! Yay!" Well, let's hope. Anyway, it's that's my view. My pine trees, which, by the way, when we moved in here 40 years ago, they was about 12 and a half inches high, 10 of them across the front of my property. And now they are 40 feet high. So, woe is me. At least they're doing okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did the same thing years ago and put in some roots, and they were all maybe 8 feet tall at the time. And every time I would get the priest, lights out and decorate the trees up, and everybody in the neighborhood just loved them. And it grew to the actual point where we'd have to get a pole out to get the lights up to the top, and they just got so tall that, I mean, it's like you say, they're 450 feet tall now, so haven't done it in many years, decorated the outside of the house, but it's a lot of, you know, putting those things up and then taking them back down again. But they sure did look nice. So anymore, we go out driving at night and go look at everybody else's lights for a couple of evenings and just do it that way. And
that will work. No problem. I think that's a great idea. You know, sometimes you can, the fire department, if they got a small ladder truck, sometimes they will actually send a couple guys over just to make the neighborhood look good, and they'll use their ladder to throw the lights around. Now, I don't know if Lapeer would be willing to do that or not, but in Ferndale, they came out and got ours before we moved 40-some years ago. They used to come out and bring their ladder, park at the curb, and bring their ladder out and stretch it across the yard. And guys was running around putting lights and the ho-ho stuff and all on top, and a big star on top of the tree. So, and that's, they done that for, God, I don't know, about 4 years, 5 years for me. Not that I wasn't okay to do it, but it just seemed like such an effort to get all that stuff out. So I guess I had some friends in the department, and they let me assist them. I got to touch the button every once in a while to lower the guy down. But it was always fun to shoot the BS with the guys and bring them some tea or coffee out. Oh, yeah, Chief was a real good guy. Anyway, Vic, I'll get out of here, let you go, but you know, you can inquire if you're interested. Just ask them, you know, sometimes they'll say yes, or you buy the fuel and he'll take it from there. Okay, you know, if they charge you $25, something like that, you'd be surprised getting in tight with the neighbors and the fire department and the kids in the neighborhood that like to help with that stuff. It on. Hopefully nobody comes and acts stupid, starts doing things they shouldn't be doing in defense of everything that's holy. Anyway, I will get out of here. You have yourself a marvelous afternoon now that it's 1:51. I will get out of here also, and it's been a pleasure talking to you, and you sound just as great as ever. NHEYU, signing with Nick. NADLC. Bye, Vicki.
Well, thanks for giving me a shout-out. It was a real pleasure talking to you as well. I've been thinking about you, wondering how you're doing and getting along, and if you guys had a real nice Christmas, I'm sure you must have. We certainly did. And I'll continue to my radio, and give me a shout-out anytime. I'm glad to talk, take a break, and sit and talk. So, you as well. Happy New Year, and see you later, 7:30.
NADLC. NADLC, NADYU, signing. Bye-bye.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Snow. 32 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. 32 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. 32 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Wait, hotel, Delta, any of monitoring?
And we are Mobile on Lake Huron, Roger.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. 31 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.
KEHCZX, signal check.
WHCMN, repeater.
KE8, ZTC, radio check. KE8, ZTC, radio check.
KE8, NKO, didn't catch your call sign, but you're coming through loud and clear.
Sir, I appreciate that, but these Kilo Echo 8 and Zulu Kilo Charlie and Howell. Plan around the new antenna location, and if I remember this repeater, my dad programmed this radio when he was playing with it probably 10 years ago. This is one of the Flint repeaters, correct?
No, this repeater is actually in Guilford, not too far out of Bay City, Quantica Sea area, Munger area, kind of in that area right there. Maybe about, maybe about 10 miles east of Bay City.
Well, that's really impressive for where I'm at. All right, cool. Thank you very much. Yeah, you just wrote down Flint on a piece of paper that this radio was in the box there. So I will rechange that location. And yeah, that's impressive being in Howell. Thank you very much, sir. KE8 ZKC, I'll be clear.
Okay, no problem. Like I said, you're coming loud and clear there from Howell. KE8NKO, I'll be clear.
W.
KE8 ZKC, radio check. KE8 ZKC, radio check.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 29 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.